Hey everybody, and welcome to the Steel Podcast, episode number 163. Unfortunately, we have to do the bit of news at the start, which is very difficult. We had the news this week that Marty, friend of the show, and anyone who listens to the show knows that Marty was a regular contributor, and unfortunately, we knew he was battling the Big C, and he didn't make it. And Neil and I have both discussed this, and we know that we are very liable to get very emotional about this. So not to take too much time over it, because obviously Marty would want us to get on with the show, no doubt. But of course, from all of us here, and Dave's running late, by the way, so he should be joining us a bit later. So he's just, and I'm sure we speak on behalf of Dave as well, that we just say we're absolutely crestfallen at it, and our hearts go out to Marty's family. And we'll miss you, mate.
Indeed.
You know, you made a good seal. There we go. And yeah, we're gutted. So I don't really, I don't think there's much more to add than that. No. I'm sure Marty will be looking down on us, and hopefully he can
shaking his head
as download the episode up there and keep our numbers up. We'll miss you, mate. We'll miss you.
We'll
miss you big time. And so will everyone else in the community. I know we're gutted. So moving along. And yes, anyway, welcome to the Steel Podcast, episode number 163. I'm only joined on my left by Neil. Dave is MIA. I believe he told us he's on his way. He went to the cinema, so he's running a little bit late.
A bit rude, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't get the staff.
Planning things on a Friday.
Oh, mate, rookie. And the thing is, and this is what, did he tell you what he was going to see?
No, I'm waiting to find out. I don't know. Did he tell you?
No.
I think he might. Well, there's like, the big movie is All Quiet on the Western Front is the big one at the minute, isn't it? He's probably gone to see some shit kids film with his daughter.
Well, my daughter wanted to go to the movies this week to go see that Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah, Blood and Honey?
I think that's
what is
it's
this
called,
like a weird,
it?
I don't know. Blood and Honey sounds
yeah,
like,
well, yeah.
Doesn't so what sound like a Winnie the Pooh film.
No, so the Winnie the Pooh copyright expired, right?
Oh.
So
so is it like a horror movie? With
yeah,
the Pooh?
So some guy.
It's like Chucky.
Put together like a low budget Winnie the Pooh horror movie, and apparently it's doing gangbusters, right? I mean, relative to what it is.
Wow.
And as far as I'm aware, so Winnie the Pooh is, it's open season on Winnie the Pooh. Unless.
That Chinese president's going to be well chuffed then.
Unless you put, I think, a red shirt on him, then Disney will come after you if you put a red shirt on him.
Is that owned by Disney as well? Fuck. Is there anything they don't fucking own?
They don't own me.
Not yet.
Or us yet.
Maybe we'll sell out to them, you know.
I'd sell out in a heartbeat to Disney. Just let
I'm
me
sure
tell you that.
Not sure they'd pay us much, though. We're not going to get Marvel money, are we? That's for sure.
Hey, never say never.
You never.
Yeah, so welcome to the show. I don't really think there's anything else we need to go over. It's just straight into the football, Neil.
Are we going there, are we? I thought we might wait for Dave, because he'd had an absolute belter, obviously. He was doing his wild card last week.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we could come back to football then, if you like.
You know what?
It's the show. Let's just keep on form with the way it is, and then we won't lose our way.
So I'm doing football then.
Yeah. Do your footy.
Righto. Okay. This is not going to be right now. Anyway. Well, Paul Davies, surprise, surprise, still top of the league. Scored 88 points last week. Did all right. 1,480 points for the season. Lord, a good week, 91 points. Still in second, though, 1,408 points. I'm still third. At one point, I was fourth. I had an absolute shocker of a weekend. And then I had 36 points after Sunday. And I'm now sitting on 73 points based on the Arsenal v Man City game that happened in midweek. So that was a bit of a rescue act that happened on Wednesday.
Yeah, because weren't you, a load of people were complaining about Kevin De Bruyne, and then I think he did the business, didn't he?
Yeah, well, he scored and got an assist, I think, and got 3 bonus points on Wednesday night. So, yeah, he's been fucking shit for weeks and weeks. And I'll be like, he's got to go soon because he's just not scoring the points for the money. And then he goes and has a 15-pointer or whatever on Wednesday against top of the league, or former top of the league club, because they're now not top of the league, obviously, Arsenal. It's now, they've got dropped to second. That's on goal difference still, but and they do have a game in hand. But yeah, the big game, obviously, in the middle of the week was first v second, and now it's whatever, second v first, it would have been afterwards. So I think Lord and Sam Hockley were both top scored on 91 points for the week. Who else?
That's a good
My
haul.
Son had an all right week, but I think he was on a few minus points. You failed to beat me somehow.
I just didn't. I thought I would put in a good performance this week, and it was. I mean, you know what? I scored, okay points, but okay points is not enough. It's not what I
just
need.
Just about average, I think that is.
Yeah, I did gain points on my broski down there in the United States of Freedom, Luis Estevez. Fucking coming for you. I hope he listens. I hope he tunes in sometime to get his fantasy.
You gained 1 point.
I don't care. I'll take it.
I suppose it's only 28 points behind, I guess. You're not miles behind.
And then my other broski down there. Huh?
You could do that in 1 week if it goes right.
Oh, I know. And then the other broski down there in the United States of Kiss My Ass, fucking Defoe, he had a blinder. He went
84
from
points.
Underperforming to overperforming. Yeah, I know. He's leapfrogged ahead of me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave, better mention it. He played his wild card live on the show last week. It sounded like he had an all right team, but he only got 63 points.
Well, compared to what he's average. compared to what he has been doing, that's okay. Now he's off the bottom spot. I mean, that's minimal what I care about.
Bottom.
He can't. You just, no. I don't want this season, if you were to keep carrying on with your momentum and get up to the top spot, I don't want a bookend. I don't want you at the top and him at the bottom.
I'm not going to get to the top now.
The spit roast in the middle. I don't want any of that.
So this coming week, we've got a normal game week, 10 matches. The following week, however, there are 4 teams not playing, but there are other teams getting double game weeks. So it's going to be, well, how are you going to play this in the next couple of weeks? I've made one transfer this week. Got rid of a player who's going to blank in week 25. I've got rid of a Newcastle defender, not Kieran Trippier, obviously, because he's just a point magnet anyway. What about what's going on? They've also got Liverpool, who had a slight uptick in form, you could say, after winning on Monday against Everton.
Can you tell me how the Almiron well is dried up?
Oh, I did, and then he fucking scored, didn't he? And I'm actually screwing because I did okay in the end, but I had 23 fucking points on my bench again last week.
Oh, yeah.
I picked the wrong keeper, and I put the wrong Brighton player in my starting 11. So that would have been 20 points more, nearly.
I had Luke Shaw on the bench for it. I left 12 points on the bench, and I had, and he could have replaced Dyer, who got me minus one.
Yeah, he got Dyer. Was actually Dyer last week because Tottenham were absolutely awful and got spanked 4-1 by Leicester of all people.
Oh, geez, Leicester.
Yeah, and well, Madison's back, and yeah, he's doing the business, isn't he? It's certainly, is it a coincidence that he's back in the team and all of a sudden Leicester are good? I don't know. Seems a bit of a coincidence, but...
Not sure.
Anyway, there's a few other players, I think, come back. Yeah, I've made one change, like I say, for next week. I'm still umming and ahhing whether to go a minus four this week and a minus four next week, or whether I just leave it as it is and be able to play my free hit in 25. But there's also a potential few blanks coming up in 28, depending on how teams get on in the FA Cup.
Yeah, see, I did.
But I've got a bit of time to sort that out, I think, is what I'm thinking.
I made no change this week. That gives me two free transfers next week. Mm. So I've got those in my pocket to do whatever I might need to do with them. And if I can get away without the free hit, then that'll be good to keep it in the pocket for later.
Yeah, I've got too many players that are not going to play in 25. I've got like two Brighton players, a Brentford player, a Man United player, and well, I did have two Newcastle, so I've cut that down by one.
Right,
but yeah, it's still looking like I can't get to 11. I don't think, even with making like no cost transfers. So, I think I might be playing my free hit because the ones I'm going to have left are a bit. Meh. So, it's going to be Liverpool getting a double that week. I think Everton. I've got like no Liverpool players. One Everton player now. And it's like Wolves, but Wolves have got two iffy doubles. They've got their two away games, and then one of them's against Liverpool at Anfield. So difficult choices, I think, that week. I can't think of anything else now, football wise.
All right.
The only thing is, I will say, is like Man City this weekend are away to Forest. So people might be rubbing their hands going, yes, Man City at Forest. Other than Christian, obviously. But there's also Man City playing in the Champions League middle of the week next week. So it could be rotation time at Man City. So who knows who's going to play for Man City. Even Haaland might get rested at the weekend. And they might play Alvarez. Kevin De Bruyne might not play, so that he's fresh for the midweek game. Who knows?
Do you think, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, the manager's in a bit of a quandary, right? Because they're in a bit of a fight for the top spot as well in the Premier League. It's not like
they can't afford to slip up in the league. No.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's also the whole business with their, whatever it is, getting, they've been charged by the Premier League, whatever, with all this financial business, about 100 charges or whatever.
Yeah, I think, is that feeding? I don't know, is it?
It's not going to probably, they reckon it could take, it's taken them 4 years to press charges, so it could take another 4 years, they reckon, to actually come to some sort of conclusion, which is a bit of nonsense.
Are so fucking dodgy, all of them.
Yeah, well, like, I'm not funny. My club got absolutely beasted by 30 points in one season, and we got relegated out of the Football League for our financial irregularities, which were peanuts by comparison, I imagine, what's been going on at Man City, potentially.
Yeah, they
allegedly
probably do that in a day, what you did in your season. Well, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Unless in a phone call.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, interesting few weeks ahead, I'd say, FPL-wise. And yeah, it's been nice, actually, to get the old Champions League games back. Spurs did shit, obviously, because they're Spurs. And Chelsea also lost 1-0 away. Oh. Apparently they played quite well, though. But they were playing Dortmund.
Yeah.
And Spurs were playing Milan, and they've been absolutely shocking. But they did win the previous game, whereas Tottenham got an absolute thumping. So maybe that played into the result on Tuesday. But yeah, some high-quality-ish football, maybe. Maybe next week there will be, anyway. There was a pretty decent game on Thursday, which is not Champions League, but it was Barcelona v Man United on Thursday, which is a tie that could have been, you know, in years gone by, a bit bigger than it was on Thursday. Yeah. But it was a Europa League qualifying game, because whoever wins that game will get into the next round of the Europa League.
Right.
Because Barcelona fucked up in the Champions League group, and obviously Man United finished second by one goal in their Europa League, which meant they had to go for a qualifying round. So, yeah. But it was a good game. I have to say, I did watch it, and it was a good game.
Yeah, that's good.
The two teams in actually quite good form somehow. They've ended up in the Europa League, but yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Okay. All right. Yes,
that'll do with footy, I think.
Will that do with footy? I tell you what, I am pushing the show forward. You do that every week, Fraser, I hear everybody say. But yeah, I'm actually going to try and go to a hockey game tonight. That's what I want to do. So, yeah.
Ice hockey,
yeah. We have a local team here that plays junior A hockey. It's only junior hockey, but it'll still be...
What, like kids?
Yeah, juniors, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I go up the road, you know, they'll have get a crowd of a few hundred or whatever, and it'd be...
Nice.
Something different to go and do. Just fancy it, so go support my local team.
Do they play just around the country, or...?
It'll be the provincial.
Right.
So, Ontario. Nice. I'm not sure how far and wide it is.
It's quite far compared to... That's like bigger than the UK.
Yeah, I think, you can go to the, here's this for Ontario. I was talking to somebody the other day, if they want to go visit their parents, the drive is 24 hours and they're still, they're in the same province.
Do they have to dig through like, I don't know, like snow covered roads and shit to get
We had an ice storm last night. Well, we had freezing rain, I think it is. I call that an ice storm. And I went out this morning.
That sounds much more dramatic than freezing rain, doesn't it?
I think it's fair enough. It sounded like a storm last night when I was going to bed. And then, there's like everything's covered in a layer of ice. It's really, really weird. It's really treacherous out there.
So was it like come down quick as rain and then freeze when it hits the ground?
I think so. It's a very good question. And that's what I was thinking about while I was walking the dog this morning. I was like, how does that, why doesn't it freeze before it hits the ground? Right?
Yeah, why isn't it like hail or something?
Yeah, well, but it's just odd. So some of the trees, yeah, they just have like this whole layer of ice all over them. It's nice. Neat. It's neat.
Looks very winter wonderlandy. Yes, but you know, you could end up on your ass with a broken elbow or something.
It was normally you go out in the morning and you say good morning to everyone you see as they're going to work. This morning, nobody said good morning because they were all scraping their cars out with ice. Right, so.
It's not like frost. It's like full ice.
Oh, yeah, it was proper ice. Yeah.
Which does not come off with your little standard scraper.
No. So that's pretty neat. Okay, so let's move on to the listener mail. First thing, I want to just give a shout out to, let's give a shout out to Quaxel and Mintsafe, who are both in the chat here. Hello, guys. How are you? Thanks for joining us. Listener mail, Ajax, friend of the show, was very kind. He heard me talking about my space lounge and me doing that's good English, playing around with more ambient and chill out and stuff like that. So he sent me some links to some stuff and some stuff of his own, actually, which is great to hear.
Nice.
So thank you very much, Ajax. That's much appreciated. We have on the Twitters, friend of the show, Colm, says, question one, do you think Nintendo needs to release a Switch 2?
Yes.
Probably.
Do I think they will? No.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a bit of an odd one, right?
We could call it Switch U, maybe.
How would they do it, do you think? I mean, they'd have...
It'd have to be backwards compatible. Yeah, but I mean, it's basically an Android tablet, isn't it? So that shouldn't be that odd.
Yeah, they'll have to do something.
It's a bit chuggy, isn't it? And they've had to resort to getting some games done by streaming already, so I feel like probably should have been out already, the new Switch.
But yeah, I don't know.
It's Nintendo, isn't it?
Nintendo, they march to the beat of their own drum. I have a love-hate relationship with the Switch. I mean, I can see that it's neat. I have generally no interest. I've carted it around when I've traveled before and I've really not used it much. I have not very good for mobile gaming. I just think it's immensely underpowered then as a console on your television.
But massively successful. So.
Yeah, I know. So what do I know?
Maybe everyone's just like, it's like VR, a Quest 2. Everyone bought one and played it for about 3 weeks and went, this is amazing. And then actually went, no, it's actually a bit shit. So.
See, I just don't get it. Like, you know, if Nintendo releasing something as powerful as the Switch, which let's say is not very powerful, right? Compared to, you know, well, look at the size of it, right?
Kind of after Xbox One and PS4, didn't it?
Yes. How hard would it be for them to just release a small box which hooks up to my television and runs off a Nintendo Pro controller, you know, reasonably priced?
You could emulate your Switch on your mobile phone probably and just do that.
Plug your phone
into the TV.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, there will be something. Something will come. I would imagine they have to make it backwards compatible, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, they're not. No, they don't have to, I guess, because this is Nintendo, and they like to sell the same games to you multiple times. But
in fairness, though, I mean, when the GBA came out, that took Game Boy cartridges,
And the DS and the DSi came out. How many DSs were there? Three. Oh, 3DS played DS games as well, didn't it? That was actually backwards compatible with DS.
I can't remember. Possibly. So they, you know, they have done the backwards compatibility thing, and then and the Wii played GameCube games, right? The first iteration of the Wii, yeah. Until they did a scaled down version or a pared back cheaper version, but
the Wii U didn't play. Did that play Wii games? I guess it probably did, didn't it?
I can't remember.
It was such a, you know, way ahead of its time, the Wii U.
I like the Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like the big me.
So yeah, there we go. Will they release a Switch 2? Who knows? Question number 2. What are your thoughts on the £70 asking price for the new Zelda game? Is it too much or not?
Well, where is it £70? Because I got an email from Shop2 saying, would I like to pre-order Zelda, what's it called? The Tears of the Kingdom for £48. That's all right, isn't it? That's like a lot cheaper than it's supposed to be.
That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
Looked here. My son, I've said this before, my son is dying to get it, and we talked about pre-ordering it. I looked online, and it's $90 here. Plus tax, I'm not going to see any change out of $100. I can't tell you what that converts to in pounds. It doesn't really matter because the exchange rates are all over the shop. But I can tell you that there's a lot of money to pay for it. There's two. I mean, the problem is I also bought a phone, got my kids' phones this week. So the well is dry a little bit, right? So I'm sort of like, I don't know if I really want to spend that money on Zelda now. Like, Dad's dipped in his pocket here.
Dad spunked all the money on CDJs.
Well, and that too. Saying that, like, I know he really wants to play it. I know I'll want to play it. I don't know how badly I want to play it, but I think once I start playing it, I'll love it.
Ooh. Oh, dear, he's gone. That's gone well, isn't it? You know, I haven't got an overlay for just me on my own. There's usually at least two of us here. I'm sure we'll be back very shortly. Here we go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, could you hear me chatting away to myself?
Yes, I get, yeah. Probably having a better conversation. I tell you what I have been looking at. I'm seriously getting ready to pull the trigger on building another PC.
You keep talking about it, you're going to have to do it.
I can't be doing with this recording on the laptop and it fucking up like this. It's driving me bonkers. Even if I just get it, no graphics card, and just put a desktop just to perform, right?
Just to do this bit.
Yeah, just to do this and whatever.
You don't want to do that, do you?
I would get a nice new gaming PC
and move your old one up here.
You know what's going to happen. I think I'm going to buy the case. I'm going to buy the motherboard, all the stuff, everything except the graphics card. And then there's two reasons. One, I can use it for this and I can use it for work. I'm fed up of working on a laptop as well. But I won't be able to get that paid through work because they bought me a laptop, right? So
you could just plug a keyboard in, surely, to your laptop. And then you're not plugged it into monitors and shit anyway.
Yeah. I've got all that. Yeah. But you know I'll buy the PC and I'll just buy a graphics card anyway later, right? You know We know this. Anyway, I digress.
Get a 4070 Ti, mate. Go
easy. Full on. Heat the house.
Well, it's not. No, they are better thermal performance than the 30s, apparently.
Yeah.
They're just fucking. I don't know how much they are over there, but I won't be upgrading.
I think if I've got the money now. I think if I go and buy the main body of the PC now, that will be fine. And then I'll crack and I'll just go buy a video card the next week. But
yes.
Yes. Is it too much? Is Zelda too much? I you know what? A premium game at launch. I don't begrudge these guys asking for that much money.
The problem's going to be if it runs like absolute shit, then it will be too much.
It can't. And Nintendo won't let that happen.
Well, Breath of the Wild was a bit... I haven't played Breath of the Wild on a Switch.
Breath of the Wild, I have. And I can tell you, Breath of the Wild did have some slowdowns. But,
yes.
But it wasn't crazy. Like, there were just some slowdowns. So, depending on how much they want to push the envelope with this new one, and I don't think they can risk it, right?
Well, you're in the sky now, apparently, aren't you? You know, you've got... Islands in the sky.
I have no idea.
It's in the fucking trailer. Sorry, spoilers.
I haven't really paid much attention to it, to be honest.
Well, apparently, I did see something about make your own island in the sky and you can upgrade it and some sort of weird stuff. So
we'll see. Is it too much? Of course it is. Okay, thanks, Colin. Much appreciated for that. Nice to hear from you. Lord, friend of the show.
Come on, Dave.
Footballer extraordinaire, fantasy footballer extraordinaire. John Mouse has appeared
in the chat.
He says, love the shoes as always.
I assume he means shows.
I assume so. Maybe he does love the shoes.
Maybe. I don't know how he'd save my shoes. That's all.
Says he's playing a lot of DMZ.
Yes. I think that's the clean version of what he wrote in the chat.
Yes, I try. I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Lord has a quiz for us. He says, just one question from me this weekend. It's a Fallout question. He says, can you name the Fallout games? And he's given us a number of years. 1997.
Eight different years.
97, 98, 2001, 2004, 2008, 2010, 2015, 2018. So
I'm guessing the first one is just Fallout.
Okay, I'm going to put 1997, which is his first one, is just Fallout. So, 2008 is Fallout 3, absolutely guaranteed.
So 10 is New Vegas.
10 is New Vegas, yeah.
15 is 4.
Fallout 4, yeah.
18 is 76.
Yeah. And so we have 1998, 2001, and 2004. One of those must be Fallout 2.
Yeah. So what the fuck else was there then? I'm confused. Fallout Tactics. It was definitely Fallout Tactics, but then the only other one I can think of is Fallout Shelter. And that wasn't that old. So yeah. Unless we've screwed it. 76 was definitely 2018, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, and maybe I agree with everything. See, Pat, everything Fallout 3, Vegas, Fallout 4, and 76, that takes care of the final four. The first four, 1997, 1998, 2001, and 2004, I really don't know.
Well, there's two in a tactics, and I don't know. I was thinking maybe 2004 was Fallout 3?
No.
Why not?
Because the Xbox 360 wasn't even out then.
Yeah, but PCs were.
No, Fallout 3 had definitely not come out by that point. And I know how, because I was listening to an old-ass episode and they were talking about the new game coming out and nobody knew.
An old-ass episode? What's that?
Of the Ben Heck podcast. Right. And they were talking about, they just finished Oblivion and they were talking about the next game from
Yeah, that sounds about right, doesn't it, to be fair?
From Bethesda.
So what the fuck was in there then?
I don't know. I think we just have to say Fallout
so 2. So Fallout 1 and 2, did they come out immediately, or was it Fallout Tactics then 2?
I bet you Fallout 2 did not come out a year after Fallout.
I don't know. There were much simpler games back in those days. It was like...
It's still asking a lot.
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. One, then Tactics, then 2, then fuck knows in 2004 then.
Tactics, then Fallout 2 in 2001, and 2004, we don't know.
What the hell else is there? I don't know of any others. I'm like, the only other one I know is Shelter, and that was a lot more recent than 2001.
That didn't even make the list, I don't think, Shelter.
So what other games?
Fallout 2 Tactics.
Well, another Tactics one.
Yeah, I'm just going to put that in there to fill it out. All right. Oh!
Hello!
Hello, Dave.
Davey boy.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
All right.
It's weird because there's no camera.
We're just finishing off Lord's
How much
quest.
Do you know about Fallout?
I like Fallout. I played a lot of 3.
Okay, let me tell you, have you seen Lord's question here in the notes?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so he's given us a number of dates here, 1997, 1998, 2001, 2004, 2008, 2010, 2015, and 2018. We have filled in 2008 to 2018. It's the first four, 1997, 1998, 2001, and 2004. What were the Fallout games released on those years?
Oh. Hang on, I'm just trying to think. When did I play Fallout 3?
Fallout 3, I believe, came out in 2008.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That was like early Xbox.
Xbox 360, yes.
Yeah. So I guess
think that was probably the first one that hit a console, wasn't it?
Did you play any of the early PC games?
No, not the Fallout 1 and 2. Was it the top-down or isometric ones? I didn't really play
them. They were a bit like Pillars of Eternity looking kind of games, weren't they? Or Wasteland. Yeah.
No, okay. I can't say I played much of those.
All right.
So we've got a gap.
Okay, well, look, let's go through the answers and see how well we did.
So let's see what we've got here then, shall we? Shall reveal.
How many out of 8 can we get?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no.
Right. First one is obviously Fallout.
Hooray.
The second one, 1998, was in fact Fallout 2.
Oh, boo.
2001 was Tactics. 2004... Fallout Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
Then I think we did all right then. 2008 Fallout 3, 2010 Fallout New Vegas, 2015 Fallout 4, and 2018 Fallout 76.
Ugh.
So we smashed out the last four.
I thought we were out for a 7 out of 8. We ended up with
We got the first one, obviously, as well, because,
we didn't do as well.
That
as
was a bit easy, that one.
Good question.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Oh, we haven't had a quandary as well, a conundrum.
Yeah, he's given us a conundrum. Would you rather be licked on the face by a giraffe or tickled by an octopus?
Well, I failed with the question last week. We might have to revisit the fucking... What was it? What would you have as a pet if it was basically fine? Well, Christian put pay to my fucking dolphin's answer, didn't he?
Why?
He put a little article in the Discord explaining how dolphins are right fuckers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not very nice.
They rape, they beat up others, they fucking try to have sex with humans occasionally. They're right fucking weirdos. So much for being super intelligent, eh? Turns you into a fucking weirdo.
That's pinnacle of evolution.
I wonder
evolution.
Who else is that.
Pinnacle of oceanic evolution, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh dear, that's not good.
Yeah. Oh. So I've had to take my dolphin out the back and shoot him in the head.
Okay. Well, were you going for giraffe or octopus? Licked in the face by a giraffe or tickled by an octopus, Dave?
I don't think being licked by a giraffe is going to be that bad, is it?
And they got big tongues, didn't they?
Yeah, they're not going to take your skin off, though, is it?
They are herbivores as well, so it's not much chance of him going to eat you. I'm fucking scared that Christian's going to find some weird shit out of that fucking either of these things. Octopus have nasty beaks, so I'm going with giraffe.
Yeah. I've been licked by a cow, so I can't fit here.
You've been licked by a cow?
I've been licked by a cow, yeah.
They've got big fucking tongues and all.
They've got very big tongues. So, yeah, can't be that much different. Just a bit slobber, innit?
Okay. I'll follow the crowd and go with giraffe as well. There you go. They're quite nice giraffes.
I'm going to laugh with the giraffe.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. I'm glad we put that one to bed. The important topics of the day. Yeah, thank you very much, Lord. It is much appreciated. Okay. So that brings us up to the what we've been doing. But Dave's just arrived. So maybe we can just put a line under that. And before we start on there, Dave, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, bit of flustered. Yeah, I'm sober. I've been running around. Obviously, I've been to the cinema tonight.
Obviously,
because I'm late. Kids are off school this week, and I promised my daughter I'll take her to the cinema because she wants to see the new Ant-Man film.
We were trying to guess what it was you might have gone to see.
Yeah, no, it's just been released.
I didn't know that was out.
Just been released.
Yeah, I saw some trailers for it today.
Yeah, it was not bad as an action film. As a, you know, if you like Ant-Man and you like Marvel films and you like action, it's good. The story's a bit.
It's not that good, then, is that what you're saying?
It's okay. It's funny. Actually, it's not going to set the world on fire with a. He's not going to win any BAFTAs for its.
It's not getting the Oscars like Top Gun and Maverick.
More of the same, then, eh?
You know, it's there to push a story along, and push other films and
push the
other
Marvel
series.
Machine forward.
Yeah, it's always a churning.
How was the? How was the cinema? Are they?
Cinema was brilliant. It was. Yeah. It was an IMAX.
He does all right, doesn't he?
Had lovely, comfy seats.
As well?
No, it wasn't a 4D. It was a 3D. I did threaten to get a bottle of water and mist the girls and pretend it was 4D when there was any water on the screen, but they turned that down.
Oh, you're a riot. Dad,
stop trying me. But no, it's 3D. Obviously, I can't see 3D because I've only got one good eye.
I didn't even know they were still doing 3D movies.
Yeah, they're still doing 3D movies. The Avatar one, apparently, the missus went a couple of weeks ago. That was like the best 3D movie she's ever seen. Including the first one, but yeah, it was so the Ant-Man, that it was okay with its 3D effects, but yeah, no, it was.
I think we went to see Avengers Assemble in 3D, and we were right at the front of the cinema, and it was not the best experience, I have to admit.
No. Well. No, we were kind of like in the middle-ish towards one side a little bit. But the IMAX screen is so big, it was. It doesn't really matter where you sat in that IMAX, even if it's right at the side, you still basically it's curved around the screen. The screen's curved as well, so you get a good view. So.
I'd like to thank you for supporting Canada by going to an IMAX movie because it's Canadian.
No, everything's fucking Canadian, yep. Isn't it?
No, not at all, New York.
How much money do you think you got from that then? In Canada? Is that like, you know?
Well, I think the reason, I think it was shot in Canada as well, because it was all like Film Canada and all of that, and Quebec Films. And
I think they're always greasing some palms over there.
I think they get subsidies or they get tax relief. Yeah. Filming
in Canada. We are very,
On the Canadian border.
Canada is very friendly to the movie industry. There's a
it's
lot.
Not just movies, is it? There's all the video game companies are up there as well, aren't they? What is that?
Yeah, I think Quebec gave a lot of breaks to video game companies. And then, of course, the thing is, the reason the Americans love it is because they can come and film up here, and most people don't know the difference, right? I can watch a movie now and go, "That's Toronto." I can spot it in a heartbeat.
It's that big tower gives it away.
They don't use. It's usually the moose walking down the street and the igloos, people coming out of their igloos.
Stoners
coming out of their igloos. Yeah. Oh, that must be Canada. Okay, let's move on then to what we've been doing. I'm going to start. Who here has got something that I don't want to listen to because I need to go to the bathroom?
Oh, very nice. We could just take a break.
Do you want to just take? No, I'll be very quick. Don't worry. Somebody just start us off. I've told you, time is limited. I've got to go. Dave didn't catch this, but I've got to finish up early tonight. So, why don't you, Neil, start us off with about your trip to the Big Smoke? And by the time,
well, you need to be here for that.
Okay. All right. I'll go when you start talking about Destiny 2. How about that? By that point, we're nearly over.
Well, you'll be busting by then as well.
I won't. I'll make it. All right, go.
Well, quickly, first of all, I was kindly invited to go on the Veteran Gamers podcast last week, as you may have noticed.
Ooh, superstar podcaster.
Yeah, exactly.
You whore.
I noticed that I didn't have as many listeners last week. So. I'm just joking.
When I was on there the week before, I was like, there's not many people. Sure, way more people watch this. And we tank their numbers.
I did say to them, I don't lose too many listeners, but yeah, it was good. It was a good laugh.
They didn't laugh when you said that, did they?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. Stu and Duke was on. So it was a good crack. Anyway, I hope I actually was a bit more sober than normally am. So I actually did talk about video games quite well, I thought, compared to what I normally do. And some of them actually showed some interest in what I was playing. So yeah, that's a bit weird.
So this is now your notice to say that you're...
but yeah, it was a good crack. Thank you to the boys over at Veteran Gamers for having me on. I haven't been invited back, but so we'll see. I know Mike is moving house, so I hope that's all going well.
No doubt. Good stuff.
So, yeah, you did mention my trip to the Big Smoke, as I put it. We went down to London on Tuesday. My son has been doing this thing with Luton. He's not in the academies or anything. He's at Centre of Excellence. We have to pay. So if you're really good, you don't have to pay, basically. That's how it works. But he went down to, we played in near Brentford, but we played Brentford and Crawley Town. So Brentford, obviously a Premier League club. Big boys now, aren't they?
For some reason.
Yeah. So we're at Gunnersbury Park. I don't know if anyone knows that. It's a massive fucking green area in the middle of London. Well, not in the middle of London, just like the west of London.
You're doing what I see. That's my neck of the woods, right? Because I used to live in Ealing.
Yeah. I think
and then you would say, is it technically
in Ealing?
Where we went,
Gunnersbury Park. It might be it's close. In Ealing.
It's close. Yeah. I don't know whether it's technically. I can't remember now. But yeah, you'll do that sort of thing. Well, we were down in London. Where were you? Well, we were down to Brentford or Ealing. That's not London. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, where is London then? Like,
it's all over.
It's fucking huge. Anyway,
the gatekeeper's in the middle, though. Jesus.
Yeah. So, yeah, playing on this nice, fucking, really nice looking 3G artificial pitch. He played first game. They only had 11 of them. And it's like 11 aside, so there's no subs. And they got to play two teams. So two games, technically. But what they did is played four lots of 20 minutes, so they kept it down a bit. I don't know if they were going to do that anyway, but it worked out all right. And the first game, he gets put in at right back, and he doesn't play right back normally. But I thought he played really well. And actually, I think he's probably quite well suited to playing right back.
Oh, yeah.
After watching he played two games at right back and one game at left wing. And the one game he played at left wing, he was doing all right, but he got absolutely clattered by some fucking kid.
Oh, yeah.
Just slid in and totally took him out.
Right.
And he just, like, rolled over and just got straight up. And then afterwards he was like, you could see his knees were all fucked. They were, like, cut up and everything. And he was just like, my wrist really hurts, because he broke his wrist, obviously, last year. And he's like, I think I might have pulled my hamstring. I was like, you haven't pulled your hamstring because you're walking. You haven't pulled it. Might just feel a little bit tender. And he was like, and then he went out and played another great 20 minutes in the right back. So, well, anyway, that was fun.
Well, if he plays right back, he's going to have to get used to being clattered, I guess.
Well, no, yeah. Right back, you do the clattering.
He should be doing the clattering.
He's a clatterer.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say when he was on the wing that he got skinned.
Oh, no, he got absolutely fucking clattered.
Oh, if you get skinned. I'd rather get clattered than skinned.
Yeah, he did really well at right back, I thought, because, like I say, he doesn't normally play in defence at all. But, yeah, he did well. And the team, they did it right. Beat Brentford in the first game. It was like literally, we were at one in our defensive half. And the whole game, basically, the whole 20 minutes, was in the opposing half. And they only won 1-0 with a right shit goal. It was just like, they really deserved to score and have a couple of two or three real good goals. But unfortunately, it was just one shit one. But they all count. And then they drew the next three, I think, 2-2-1 and then 2-0-0s. But yeah, it was good to go out and actually watch some football. Like, I haven't been out, watched like decent football like that. But
what was it? Under 16s?
Under 14s. He's 14. So it's technically under 14s. There was an opportunity for him to stay and play for the under 15s, but we were like, nah, because that didn't kick off till 5 PM. And I was like, no, that's going to be getting dark. And we don't want to be there all night.
No.
Good for him. So you saw some decent, you know, decent-ish football, right? It wasn't like kids playing football where you have like 20 kids all running
out of ball.
That
only
happens up to about 6 or 7. I think after 6 or 7, they actually got a bit of a clue what the fuck's going on. But what we did then...
Man United recently.
Yeah, well, Man United are decent now. Had a bit of lunch before we went to the football, a little Italian corner in Acton Town. And there, which is just a couple of pizzas, but it was okay, nothing special. Then afterwards, we were on the way back to Euston, but we stopped at Gloucester Square, is it? Gloucester Road? Gloucester Road.
Oh, you trained it down, did you?
Fuck me. We got off at the train, off the tube at Gloucester Road, because there was some load of pubs nearby there. They'd picked out this place with loads of pubs. And we got off the train, and we got to the bottom of a stairwell, and it was like one of these spirals that only using an emergency 87 steps. I was like, I'm not fucking going up them steps. There must be some lifts. Because I thought, in the past, I've gone, oh, that won't be too bad. And then I got about halfway going, fucking hell, how many steps?
What? Get up the stairs. What's wrong
shut up,
with
mate.
You?
Mate, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. It's fucking no way I'm doing that again. I've done that before. I don't know where it was. It's like the tallest one in London or something. I was like, it's not that many steps. And he was like, oh my god, I was fucking dying. So we went and found the lift, got on the lift, blah blah blah, got to the top of the station. It was weird. It was like there was no one outside of the barriers, and then the other side of the fucking barriers was just absolute mayhem. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? It's like when it's like you walk into a scene of like a movie where there's been a bomb threat, and it was just fucking hundreds and hundreds of people trying to get through the barrier. I was like, and we were like, what's going on? It's like, oh, the other station's broken escalator, so everyone's coming here. I was like, okay, as long as it's not a bomb then.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, bomb, bomb, bomb.
Don't say bomb.
So anyway, we went to the pub around the corner, because I was like, I'm not fucking going back down there now. It's absolutely mayhem. And everywhere was packed, because we basically got off the train and it was about fucking 5 o'clock. So everyone was finishing work and it was just like, oh, go to the pub. And I'm not being funny. It's supposed to be a recession and all that shit. People are hard up. Everywhere was fucking heaving in London, pubs, restaurants, everything on a Tuesday. It was Valentine's Day. But they weren't just like couples. It was just fucking rammed everywhere. It's like, this is mental. No recession in London, is there?
No, no. You find that between like 5 and 7, It's
everyone's really just spending their rent money on the beer.
Pretty much. Yeah, everybody goes from work to the pub and then like to try and get a later train home because it's cheap. Well, cheaper.
Man, you're just, I'm just remembering, wistfully remembering, just going to the boozer all the time after work in London. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people looked like they were actually loads of smiling faces and stuff. That's probably because they had a couple of beers already. But yeah, had a couple of beers in one pub and then we went to Nando's and fucking had to wait about an hour for a table in Nando's because it was fucking heaving. Some group turned up. I was like, we were looking out the window. I was like, oh, I think the French Exchange has just turned up. There was literally like a guy comes in and goes, have you got a table for 20? She was like, no fucking way, mate. 20 people, you can fuck off.
No chance.
And so anyway, we had to Nando's, blah, blah, blah. Got to the station and we come home. But we walked out of that pub, right? And I was just like, it wasn't the first time that day, but we called it the Big Smoke, and everywhere we went, could smell fucking ganja. It was just like, we were at the football, and me and my missus were like, you smell that? It was like, yeah. It was like someone smoking weed at the fucking football. It's obviously a park, so, you know. But it was like, it's a bit weird, because we were right on the edge of this 3G, in a like quite way in. I was like, that's a bit weird. It can smell weird. Yeah. We went to this pub, and literally, I could smell it on the way in. And on the way out, it was just like walking through a fucking cloud of ganja smoke. I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like, what the fuck? How are you getting away with this? Just sitting here outside the pub, on the pub, like, tables. And then on the tube, I was like sitting there going, I can smell weed. Someone's got a pocket full of fucking weed. I was like, Jesus Christ. It's fucking rampant around there.
Mate, I tell you, it's falling. Like, because look, the States is now going. The stores are popping up now in New York. The States is going to be all weed friendly. It's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. It's not fucking happening here.
Never say that.
It won't happen here. Too many fucking nut jobs that think it's bad for you. But, like, you know, go and get pissed all you like. It's fine. But, yeah, so it was a bit weird. If we'd just be walking around, it'd be like fucking just smell weed everywhere.
Yeah, that's what it's like here.
It was a good day. Anyway, I didn't get any weed. Lastly, I see you've got something a bit similar on your phone. I got my new phone this week. I've got my iPhone 14.
Ooh.
Just a standard one in red.
You're blinging it up. Case,
MagSafe case, so it can do the fucking mag shit, like where it charges. Hoo-ha. So this case was a bit expensive. Fucking a bit small, weren't they?
What, the
phones? Compared to my old Samsung, I was like, oh, it's a bit smaller. Feels good chunky, though. Feels a bit fatter. But, yeah, I was like, I need to get a case. I'm not fucking walking around with that. It's all like, I was like, it's just fingerprints all over the whole thing, everywhere, so straight away.
For this week, my kids, or my son came cap in hand. He was like, he's got like this phone, it's got cracked screen, it doesn't work very well, battery's failing, everything on it. And he was like, he comes in, he goes, if I pay for half, will you guys pay for the other half if we get me a new phone? And I was like, fine, okay, you know what? And then I had the battle for most of the week of like, you know, you need to do the research on it. I'm not going to wipe your nose all the way through this, you know. So fair play to him. He did go away and he found a seller that was selling a phone.
Found a £1,500.
So no. We still had a budget. So we tried to keep it within a decent budget. But he got a secondhand XS, I think it is, 10S or whatever. Yeah.
It's XS, isn't it? But,
yeah, yeah, I mean, which is just for him is just a complete breath of fresh air. He's gone from a six to that, and it's like beautiful, wow. Right? And it came, you know, and it was reasonably priced, and he got it the next day, and he's got that same. But you know, we said to him, that is not going outside till you buy a case for that, like you know, because that's what happened right before. It was like he had his phone before. It's like, you need a case. I'll be all right. You need a case. I'll be all right. Comes back one day. You know, he's dropped it, cracked. Like, yeah. But I think he's
got.
Well,
iPhones are made of glass. Shit.
Yeah. So well, I think this one now, he's actually, you know, he's waited. He's paid for most of it.
Yeah.
Now he wants to protect it. So he got that.
Both my kids got theirs and they got cases straight away before they went out.
You have to. And so we took care of him on that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to check to see. Or I just looked to see what the deals were on my carrier. And I think they offered me up like a really heavily discounted used iPhone 12 for very little money. And I can just squeeze that in on my monthly payments without really even noticing it. So I picked up the iPhone 12 that arrived. Nice, very nice. Green, like a
green,
yeah, a very light sort of green. That, you know, I'd probably in previous years been laughed at for having that color, but I, you know, who cares? I put a case on it straight away anyway.
Well, I got told, I'm not going to say what my daughter said, but I got, I told my daughter, she was getting red one. She said, "That's a bit," and I was like, "Oh, is it?" I didn't think we were saying things like that. That's a bit homophobic. That's,
yeah, all right. Yeah, I thought the kids were. I thought the kids were up on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So he's not woke, my kid, obviously.
But you know what? I didn't get excited about really that excited.
No,
it's nice.
I was a bit
it's
like,
nice.
Yeah.
It's because I've got a bigger screen than I had before, which is nice. I lost the button, which I don't like. I wish I still had the button on the front, but I'm getting used to not having the button
I've
on the
got
front.
To learn how to use my phone again. Because it's and, all different from Android.
Yeah. But, you know, nice pieces of kit.
Yeah, I got some AirTags as well with my.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so you can track your kids.
I was like, my kids need keys, but they're fucking terrible at leaving shit around. So I'm getting something that will be able to find their fucking keys, hopefully, if they lose them. So, yeah, that was a fucking. Everything just like a piece of piss once it's. When you got it, and it's like, just. Hold it near and then follow the instructions. It's like, yep, click, 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 click. And it was set up and ready to go. It's great. I was like, yeah, that's cool. Let's see if they work. But yeah, I bought my case from Otterbox, which I had a little research.
They're very famous over here. Otterbox.
Yeah, yeah. They're like one of the top rated cases. And I went on Amazon. And I was just like, I got my kids' cases from Amazon. But loads of the cases I look at, it's like, oh, yeah, it was great when I got it, but it went yellow within about a month. I was like, I don't really want a yellow red phone. That would be a bit shit. So these were supposedly really good. And this, like, all of the, I don't know what point they put these in, this MagSafe thing. But basically, you can, like, if no case, you can just, like, put your iPhone on a magnet, like a proper thing, basically, a MagSafe thing, a charger or whatever. Or there's, like, mounts for your car. And it will just stick to it, like proper rock solid. But you have to have a special case, otherwise the MagSafe doesn't fucking work. So my case was a bit expensive compared to normal, but it does fit perfect and everything. And what I was well impressed with is the screen protector, which was fucking expensive for a screen protector. But it comes in like a little tray.
He's been flashing it around.
Yeah. So you put your phone in this little tray and like you have to like get it in the slot and then it's like push it in, pull it down so it all fits properly and then push it up. And then you have like this little, the screen protector itself is like covered in little bits of like tape and shit to like keep it clean and stuff. It was like, wipe your phone, put it in the case, put it in this, the tray, wipe it all clean and everything. Then do this, like you had to like clip it on at the top of the screen. It was like a little bit to clip it, like a hole in the little peg. And you clipped it in there, put your finger down, da da da, pulled this thing back and it all just went straight in perfect. And I was like, no bubbles. I was like, that's fucking gone on absolutely sweet.
Nice.
I was like, everyone I've ever tried before is like, put this sticky tape here, fold it over. And I'm like, what a load of bollocks. These never go on right. But that, it was a little bit expensive, but fuck yeah, went on straight away, perfect. I was like, nice. So yeah, it might be a bit expensive, but sometimes you do get what you pay for. So
this is true. This is true.
We'll see. I've got my phone. I've got to pay for my phone over 2 years because I got it on PayPal credit. Free interest. Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well, my son had his phone, and then we bought him some AirPods.
Second gen?
A year. No, I think they were. I don't think they were first gen. I can't remember anyway. I think first gen. And I suddenly, and I was thinking, well, he's going to get his new phone and then he can hook up his AirPods. He's got all the kit. That's pretty cool. And I was like, I haven't seen his AirPods for a while. That's a bit odd because he was like wearing them all the time. And I was like, I bet he's lost them. I mean, if anything is going to be lost, if any section of the community is going to lose AirPods, it's a teenage boy going to and from school every day with them, right? But in fact, he said that they'd stopped working. And I was like, well, why didn't you tell me? You know, and he said, well, I was cleaning them and there's this, they, you know, these, they're not working. And I was like, well, and he was like, I thought if I told you, you'd get mad. And I was like, of course I fucking get mad. What do you expect? But, you know, if you've got things that don't work, bring them to me. So I said, go get them.
Did you take them apart?
I did not take them apart. There's one thing I'm pretty sure about AirPods is you do not want to take AirPods apart. Wow. I've taken Apple phones apart. You do not want to take Apple phones apart there unless you really need
to. Is it like taking a hard drive to pieces?
I think a hard drive
everything
would be
just
better.
Goes. Yeah,
But then I looked at, I did what I suppose I just don't understand the kids. Like, they don't seem to research. I don't, or maybe not everyone does. Anyway, whatever. That's a me problem. And I was like, okay, but I took it on as a project and I sort of started watching some YouTube videos, as you do. And they were like, look, this guy gets a microscope out and he's like, look, this is the general problem if you're losing volume in them. And they have a very fine mesh over the speaker outlet. And it basically gets bunged up with earwax.
Yeah.
Right?
Delicious.
And so he said, look, this is the method we use, which was to basically brush it down with some Windex or whatever, with a paintbrush or a toothbrush or something like that. Isopropyl alcohol.
Isopropyl alcohol. That's it. Break that down. Yeah.
Well, I just did what he said because what he was doing, and then Hoover them out. Right, you get the Hoover, and you can. They have air. They can
Hoover them. They quite easily go up the Hoover.
The way they're constructed, it doesn't damage them doing that, and so you basically suck the wax out of the holes you've loosened up with the Windex, and lo and behold, they were back up and running again. So that was a result for me.
Saved you 100-odd quid.
No, I didn't save me anything, Neil.
Why have you bought?
Because if he wants them replaced, you can ask him for again for his birthday. I'm okay with that. You know, he's going to get a birthday present no matter what. There was no money saved.
Look at this now. Like, I've just got myself something that everyone can now buy me gifts for. So they can buy me AirPods. They can buy me an Apple Watch or whatever shit now.
Are you going to do it? You're going to go full. Are you going full kit wanker?
Apple Watch is a bit expensive. I was looking at them today again. Fucking hell, they're a bit expensive, aren't they?
400 quid?
And basically, it just seems like the major benefit with me is if it's going to tell me if I'm going to die or not. I'm like, I don't know if I need to know that.
Well, I see. The way I look at it with Apple Watches is the convenience of being able to check messages and take phone calls on a tiny screen, does that outweigh the fact that everyone is going to think I'm a wanker?
Yes, I think is the answer.
Yeah, it's not for me. there's Apple. Any more for Apple? Hopefully that's enough.
Yeah, that's good.
And then there's no CDJ update. I did have a CDJ update here, but I'll leave that till next week because I've still got some more stuff I want to talk about on that later on. Dave, do you want to, anything you've been up to? You have got something on here.
Yeah, so I've got something on here and I can't remember who asked the question week before. Asking what game
Sean,
do I regret
it?
Sean, what yeah, game do I yeah, regret was... buying it? And I was on the whiskey at the time and I was this very dismissive.
Good, because we had that question 1,000 times. Yeah, well, didn't something happen on the Veteran Gamers similar
times.
To that? They were going on about questions that they've been asked before as well, right?
Yeah.
But that was when you were on.
I don't listen.
But I was thinking about it. Like after that, I was like, no, that was very that's not like me. That was very dismissive, and I would have normally just gone back with the obvious answer, which was Dark Souls 2, which because you know that's the answer that I've given a lot. And I was like,
it's the wrong answer, though, Dave.
Bollocks, you'd had truth serum. You were definitely.
Well, I was like, actually, is it the worst game? Like, yeah.
Which one did you say again?
Dark Souls 2.
Worst Dark Souls game, but it's still better than most games.
So I was like, not sure. So Steam and SteamDB, you can look at your account and look at how many hours you played and how much you paid for games and everything. And it's not the worst game that I've played. It's not the game that I've put the least amount of time in and paid the most or got the least buck for hour played. Not by a long shot. I think it's the game that I felt wronged by most. But actually looking at the statistics, it's not. I paid full whack for Goddess when that was released.
What was Goddess? Is this a Peter Molyneux game?
Oh, that was a Peter Molyneux game.
Wow. Oh my god, you fell for the snake oil?
Hard. I paid I think I paid £20.
Did you have to sit in a box or something with that game? Was that the game? Some weird
No, that was a different game. That was the game that he did before it. You had to tap away on.
God.
Oh god, that was a weird game. But no, Goddess was it was kind of like Populous.
But shit.
and he hyped it up a lot. Like when
that's
he
not like him, is it?
Yeah.
Seems unlike
Spore being the other game that was way overhyped. But I actually played Spore. But no, Goddess. Goddess, I put in, I think it said I put in like 20 minutes of time.
This is pre-Steam refund, isn't it?
And I played it and went, nah, that's shit. It's probably going to get an update and I'll play it then. It never got an update. Or it probably did, but the updates were still shit. So yeah, that was a bad investment. But I think it's one of those that I was like, oh yeah, I'll come back to it. Never did. So I didn't feel too bad. And it was, you know, £20. But like price for the amount I paid and the amount of time, I was very wronged by. There are more games, by the way. I'm just going for the most wronged games that I'm being presented with by cold hard facts. There was a game called Helion, and I think it was a space constructing.
Doesn't sound like a game that you'd play.
Well, apparently Fraser played it, and yeah, I know. This is the weird thing about Steam and its cold hard facts. Helion, I think Fraser may have been talked into it by Sean.
Well, was it recent then?
No, this was. Well, I say recent. It was 2019.
Oh, that's recent. Since Sean.
No, I can tell you right now, looking at that, I did not buy that.
It's in your library, though.
It could be, yeah. But I mean, there's a lot of games. No, there's lots of games that are in my library that I didn't pay for.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Bundles. Well, I mean, like, it could be a bundle or something like that. Could be a freebie. Could be whatever.
With that game, I know. I can see I bought it. For £25, and I played no hours of it. 0 hours. I probably got talked into buying it, but no, yeah, I'll play it when everybody else plays it.
It was Tarkov, wasn't it? Do you know what? I started playing a game that I bought ages ago, a few weeks back, and I was like, I don't fucking like this at all. And it was Disco Elysium. And I know loads of people fucking love that game.
Oh, really?
And I literally played it for about an hour. And I was like, I don't even know if I made an hour. And I was just like, I don't fucking like this.
That's interesting.
It was a fucking the clicking around.
The darling, wasn't it?
I was just like, it's just fucking annoying. I don't know if you can play it with a controller. It might be better. If I can play it with a controller, I might have another go at it. I was like, it's a lot of... It's narrated now. But I was like, man, there's a lot of fucking text here before it was narrated. But the narration was a bit weird as well. I was like, not sure about this. Not sure about this at all. So, yeah. Might have to go back at some point for that.
Interesting. I mean, that's probably something that sat on my wish list for a long time. I don't think it's on there anymore. But if that sort of popped up and was under a tenner,
it's always cheap now.
Is it?
It's always cheap now, yeah. Yeah, we're getting to the point where that's like a 75% off job.
Right, yeah. But I mean, maybe the hype has gone so much that I'm not even interested in it anymore. It doesn't help with you telling me that you didn't like it, so.
Well, you know, you don't normally listen to me, so I don't know why that would have any effect on you.
Oh, here we go. What were you saying?
He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Negative.
Nope. Okay. Nope. It's looking a little bit thin on the ground for games, actually. We could have shot.
Have you not played any fucking games?
I've only
written anything in there.
No, I've only played Hunt this week.
Wow.
Which I can talk about if you like.
I've played some Hunt.
Yeah. Well, we've played. We're enjoying the games we play when every now and then. Mm. Actually, yes, we did play the other day because you played with Gary and I.
Yeah.
And we were streaming. I think we were streaming. No.
That was Sunday.
I'm getting my days confused. But anyway, we did play with you the other day. You had had quite a few beers.
That was Wednesday night. I went down the pub again on Wednesday night. I've been off work this week. It's half term. Go and get shit-faced.
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it was funny.
I wasn't that pissed when I left the pub, but I'd had a couple more beers when I got home, and I was pretty wankered.
It was funny. I mean, you were. There was a lot of. I had to ask some of the volume to be turned down a couple of times, but then the most notable thing from that was just I absolutely spooned. You and I played a duo, and we were playing trios. It was all a shit show as usual. I think when there's alcohol involved, once you go above two people, things start to go a bit shitty. Like PUBG was always like that. It's like juggling cats, right? I always say. But we went and played a duo game. I think Gary left and we went and played a duo game and I felt like we were in control. And then I royally screwed the pooch.
I don't remember this.
You can't remember it. Right? But, you know, this is to your credit. You did not spoil that game. I spoiled it. I got impatient. And I pushed the guys, and I had a rifle, and I shouldn't have pushed them, and they fucking killed me. I should have just stayed out and waited and been patient, but anyway, so I apologize. I ruined that game for us.
Oh. Well, it's just as well I don't fucking remember. So you probably got away with that.
I guess
I won't remember this either, to be honest.
But yeah, so the event has finished in Hunt.
I've played since the event ended as well, haven't I? It's like back to normal.
Back to normal. It's a completely different game. So anybody who's not a hunter who hasn't been playing, basically through the event, they ran this sort of... They added a mechanic in there where if you did something and basically collected this stuff within the game, there was a possibility... quite easily that you could pick up what's called a death cheat so that when you died, you didn't lose your hunter. And
just
so what that
your shit.
You lost all your stuff, but you didn't lose your hunter who you were leveling up. And what that basically resulted in was you were almost constant. We would play a game, get the death cheat, get killed, play another game, get the death cheat, get killed. But all the time your hunter is still leveling up, dying. Yeah. And
getting
so what
more
that
traits.
Yeah, so what that resulted in was basically a certain amount of fearlessness with high-level hunters. With your own high-level hunter, there wasn't such a case that you were worried about losing. You didn't play so reservedly.
Conservative, yeah, yeah.
Conservatively, yeah, exactly. And the game style changed because every hunter you encountered out in the field, they all had fanning, they all had levering, they all had... necro or whatever, which means nothing to some people, but there are all these traits or whatever, just small traits or abilities that you build up, which change the way you play. So all that disappeared, of course, with the event ending. And then it was a very different story the next day when we were playing. I mean, the bodies of hunters were
piled high. Hunters and hunters and hunters were dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I must have gone through, you know, for the event, which went on for at least 2 months, that event was on. And I reckon I was going through maybe one new hunter a day, if that. And then I swear on the first day the event had finished, I went through 10 hunters. Just the bodies were piling
no
up.
Traits. Oh. Just bog standard.
Yeah.
Crappy guns.
Yeah. And but you know what? I don't lament it. In fact, I felt like the event had gone on for too long. I'm quite happy that it's gone now. I enjoyed it. They've introduced challenges like you had in the events, which is nice. So now we still
so what
have
do you get for them now then.
So before during the event you would get event points, I think it was, and blood bonds. And blood bonds are like a currency. You can buy stuff, skins and things.
They're the
like that.
Premium currency. You earn it. You can earn it in game, or you can pay money for blood bonds.
Right. Basically. Yeah. Yeah. They're the premium currency, and so they've got the challenges are still there. You cannot. I'm not sure if you can get blood bonds from them at all, but you can definitely get weapon drops and consumables and ammo and tools. Which is just a nice little bonus, but at the same time, as it gives you that busy work, which I really liked. You know, every time we jobs to do, like, you know, you still play, you go in and play the game, but now every time we go in and start a new game, we'll all chat to each other about, oh, do you need, what do you need to do? Oh, I need to kill invaders with dusters, or I need to.
So I just look at it. I don't even look at it when I'm playing at all.
Yeah, well, for those of us who are sort of a little bit more on the hardcore side, where. That's what we're talking about every time. And it's just, it's fun. It's nice. So anyway, Hunt continues. Had some great games recently. Some shocking games as usual.
We had some good games the other week, last Friday night after the show.
Yeah.
I was a bit drunk, but we had a great game where I didn't talk about it properly on the Veteran Gamers, but we'd banished the boss, hadn't we? And there was a team that was trying to get in. And we just, between the three of us, me, you and Gary, had fucking, we weren't really coordinated, but we just managed to play it fucking just perfectly.
Was that at the Maw?
It was, I don't remember where it was, but
yes,
it was like.
You got the three shotgun
was,
kills.
I got three kills. And it was just like, the last guy, I was like, he's coming my way. You'd like, someone had done something to basically, I was. Just sit there watching this open doorway.
Yeah, he was on the outside of the building. I hit him with the pistol to give him a little bit of a wake up call. And then he scuttled back, and I think that's when I was shouting, "Yeah, he's gonna come around."
I was just like, "Oh, this is perfect." It's like I could just hear him run past me, and I could see this open doorway right in front of me. It's like I can hear him. He's literally going to come around that doorway any second, and I just went bah. Fucking shotgunned him. It was just like dead. It's like, that's all of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good night.
And then we just fucked off and got the bounty and fucked off.
Yeah. I think, you know, we've had a lot of we get the bounties a lot, which is, you know, is good. It's those team wipes. They are the thing now.
But, yeah. Bosses fucking don't. That's like.
Oh, so whatever. Do you not remember then the fight Gary and I were having on Wednesday night then at the south of the river? We were south of the river. You were north of the river. And we got attacked by that team, and Gary and I wiped the three of them out, and we were laughing because you were stuck up north.
Probably dying to a fucking load of dogs or something. Yes, it's got a bit of everything, hasn't it?
It's still great. It's still great. All right, that's all I've got. Dave, I don't see anything on your list.
Let's put something on there now, since you obviously printed yours.
Yeah.
So
I don't know who wants. Actually, Neil, do you want to do Destiny 2? It's on your list. And go for this P.
Oh, okay, fine. Fuck off then. I'm not going to spend ages talking about Destiny. It's been the. What is it? The new content launches in about 11 days as we talk. The whole new expansion and everything. But the thing is there are four seasons per year on top of the new content drop, which has got their own little stories and events, and game modes to play. So that basically tied up this week. There was a final, mission that needed doing. And then there was just like the whole of the story of the season all played out at the end. So I'm not going to spoil anything. It gets all out there on YouTube for people who are interested, I'm sure. But the final mission that dropped, I got used to being able to just largely just go around and fucking wrecking everything because I've got so powerful in the game. But this game, this mode, this mission, I was like, oh, I wait in there, and it's like, it tells you at the beginning, like, your power's capped here. Enemies will be difficult. And I was like, oh, are they though? And yeah, they were fucking were. As I died quite a lot at the beginning, I was like, oh, I'm going to have to be very fucking careful. Like, and it's apparently, this is a taster for the new content. They have said that they are going to up the difficulty generally, and not like be, you know, like when you're going to, I don't know how they're going to do it with power levels, but you are not going to get to the point where you stroll around and all the old areas, they're going to up the power levels of the enemies. So whereas now you can just fucking basically run around and completely ignore all the enemies because they can't hurt you. And if you just turn around and fucking shoot them a couple of times, they're dead. Like, could just destroy a whole pack of them, really piece of piss. Now you're going to actually have to pay attention just running around any areas with the new content, apparently. So we'll wait and see how that pans out. But it was a bit weird. I was like, I'm actually getting hurt by these enemies. So I actually had to think about what I was doing. And it was like, oh, this is when you first play Destiny, this is a bit like that, where you like, it's actually hard at times. And there's lots of very powerful enemies that you need to be very careful of. So it was good to actually experience that kind of feeling again. Because I only play on my own generally. But yeah, other than that, I've been just playing through the repeatable missions and stuff like that. There's still loads of boxes that need checking on my seasonal. I've finished the battle pass earlier. I got to my 100 levels. So I only bought that a couple of weeks ago, and I've smashed through that. And you get loads of rewards, loads of exotic engrams, loads of like top level gear and all that sort of stuff. It's all a bit random still, but so I've got loads of things that I've been able to upgrade my armor to the maximum and stuff like that. And then this weekend, my mate Zeus turned up and he's in the tower. And anyone who's got the available materials should go and see Zur this week and buy the Hawk Moon that he's selling, because it's a god roll, apparently. And
a god roll,
yeah, because it's all RNG. Well, not all of it's RNG, but some of the weapons are random perks. And the two weapons that you can buy, there are 125,000 glimmer plus a load of other shit, but you're at maximum. Maximum glimmer you're allowed to carry is 250,000. So that's like half your max stack per weapon on this, plus a load of other materials.
I suppose they're all complementary bonuses on top of the weapons.
Well, there's like, you've got like four, like, I don't know, slots for perks. And each slot will have maybe one of, sometimes only two or three, but up to seven or eight, maybe even more, possible things that it could roll with. And that's like a random thing. And there's like, of all of these random things together, there's like two or three that are just like beast combinations. And some of them are just trash. Like, say, this weekend, buy the Hawkmoon, because it's a hand cannon, which every time you kill someone or hit a critical hit, it builds up this charge. And once you've done like five of these charges or six or whatever, the next shot is just like this really super powerful fucking shot. So basically it'll one-shot anyone. Like in PvP, if you've managed to kill a couple of guardians on the other team, and then your next shot's basically going to fucking wipe someone out, even if you shoot them in the toe.
Right.
So it becomes quite powerful in PvP. I haven't used it. But I did buy it today. But yeah, I just right back into it in a massive way. Like, and trials this weekend, last weekend, they've got a freelance trials. So you can go in to the trials of Osiris, which is the highest level PvP game mode in there. And it comes around every weekend, or most weekends anyway. They do occasionally have weekends off. But there's a twist on it this week where the idea is, it's 3v3, and if you kill all three, the round is over and you've got to win five rounds to win a match. But if you get killed, one of your other surviving teammates can revive you. And then it doesn't count as a death or anything like that. It's literally you've got to wipe out all three together to win the round. So all three of your opponents have to be dead at the same time to win the round. Because if there's still one remaining, they could revive the other two and get them back, and they could turn it around. So it is good. It is really good game mode, but it's really fucking hard. Because all of the people who are shit hot at it play that mode on the weekends. But this weekend, as it was last weekend, there is the solo queue. So everyone goes in, random teammates, basically, so you never really know what you're going to get or go up against. But they've added a thing where, as well as killing your opponents, there is now a capture point. And if you go and stand there for, like, I don't know, 10 seconds or whatever, you capture the point, then you win the round as well. So that will bring a focal point to the combat, basically. So if someone decides, like, I think most people will probably just try and wipe out the opposition anyway. But I haven't played it yet, but I've picked up the entry key called a passage. And I've picked up my bounties, and I'm ready to go at some point over the weekend. I'm going to play a bit more because you can get some real cool. Everything that drops from there, armor wise, is always really good rolled, like high stats, high total stats, and all that sort of stuff. Because all the armor's rolled randomly as well. And there's six stats in each piece of armor, and they were all completely different every time you get one. And most of the time, if you're just poddling around, it'll be shit. But if you play in the higher level content, like raids and stuff, they're usually high spec gear. So Trials of Osiris is one way to get all of that shit. And the gear looks really quite cool. It's all like, I don't know, ancient Egyptian based, I guess. So looks cool. And I'll be playing a bit of that this weekend. And I'll be playing some more Destiny in the next weeks ahead.
So you say then the season pass is updating in a couple of days, is that?
Well, 28th of Feb is the launch of the new year of Destiny, basically. The new year expansion, plus then there will be four seasons usually in that year of content as well. So you can buy like what they call Lightfall is the new expansion. And you can buy it on its own, or you can buy it with an annual pass. A bit more money, and you'll get all of the seasonal content. I'm not buying the annual pass, because I've played a lot of it recently. I'm going to play through the next expansion. I still haven't fucking finished the current expansion with any of my characters, because I've just been playing all of the fucking PvP or whatever, and doing all my jobs, and doing the seasonal content. But yeah, the seasonal content finished in a really good way. It was a very good mission to play. I like the slight spoiler. This did happen in one of the raids. I can't remember which one. It came out in the last couple of years. But basically, there's a point where you actually fucking jumping around in space outside a space station. And that's like the mechanics are slightly changed because you're in a zero gravity sort of area. So it was really cool. Basically, some of the stuff that's happened in this season to experience that I haven't had any chance to before. But yeah, jumping around on a space station, looking down, seeing planet Earth below you is pretty cool in any game. So,
can I just say that I think Dave is playing catch up here because he is drinking one of the biggest bottles of beer I have ever seen.
Oh,
it's not that big.
Oh no, it's not now. You're out there, but the perspective from the camera made it look pretty big. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
That's it for me. I did play a bit more Hi-Fi Rush, but I've not got very far.
Right.
I needed some achievements this week for my rewards, so I played a bit of that. It's like it's still fun. It's still fun, but I'm just gonna. That's my achievement game. I think for the next few weeks, I'm just like, it looks pretty easy to get. I'll just play a couple of levels and pick up a few achievements as I go through. But it is cool, but I don't know. It's not game of the year shit like people were talking, I don't think, a few weeks ago.
All right. Dave, you're going to surprise me because I can't see what you've put in there.
It's not going to surprise you.
I'm going to be super surprised. I know you've been playing Call of Duty because I've seen you.
Yeah, Call of Duty. Season 2. Call of Duty's had its long-awaited Season 2 update. I was going to buy the Season Pass for Season 1 and then earn all the coins Battle Pass, what I think I'll call it, and then get enough coins to buy 2. I can't be bothered. I don't care about the actual bits and pieces that you get for part of the Season Pass. I'm still playing Season 2.
So you didn't buy the Season Pass then?
Didn't buy it. Or the Battle Pass for Season 1, because I could have bought the Battle Pass and then had enough coins to buy the Battle Pass for Season 2. I just don't care, actually. I find I just use the same character, same skins. I don't really care about the additional extras that you get. I've earned with the three free stuff about 400 or 500 coins to buy the Battle Pass with just coins. It's like 1500, so I'll have to go for a few seasons. I'll do that. It's fine.
I was a bit annoyed that they basically fucked everything off from Warzone 1. I had some coins left, I'm sure, for Warzone 1.
Probably.
And it's just gone. Just like, no, you're not getting anything for that. So we could just give me a couple of hundred at least for like the bits that I had.
Nah.
Just to make me, it's like, oh, you've already got 200 or 300. Maybe you just want to buy a few more.
I suspect they had a lot of accounts with some coins. And I was like, clean sweep. You know, this is X amount of money.
If they'd given me a little bit, maybe I would have think about paying a bit more to get a little bit more. No, they're just flat. No,
flat out. Just, rinse them. But I've been playing that. I've actually been playing the Warzone Resurgence, which is new for.
So is that like the mini Warzone? Is it?
It's the mini Warzone. You keep respawning until like the final one or two circles when you're down to like less than 8 teams left.
What's the penalty for getting killed and respawning?
You have to respawn, and depending on how your team and yourself has performed in that lifetime is how many seconds. The better you do, the more people you kill, the more things you loot, the more you move, the less time it is for the next respawn. So, for example, if you just sit in a toilet on the edge of the circle and not do anything, your respawn's like 60 seconds.
Right.
But if you're running around, shooting, killing people, looting things, you can get the respawn down to like 10 seconds, sometimes even less. So you respawn, you drop back in, and then you quickly try and pick up your stuff or go to a different part of the map.
So if you die, your stuff gets dropped. You can get back to it.
Well, you can get back to it, but you've probably dropped it for a reason, i.e. there's a team closing on you, your area. And I've done that a few times, like, I need to get all my stuff back. But no, I'll just get absolutely mullered. The first couple of times you drop back with just a pistol, and then you come back with like a shitty SMG. But you know, I've killed plenty of people with just a pistol or the SMG that you come with, as long as you get the first jump on people. It's really good. I'm really enjoying the Resurgence. I don't like the Warzone where you die and you go to the gulag and it's a bit stressful for me. But like, die, respawn. As long as somebody's still alive on your team, you respawn.
If there's a team wipe, is that it? Everyone's out.
If everyone's down at the same time, and that's it. It's a team wipe. But getting a team wipe on another team is very good. You know, you roll on like a team of four, you coordinate, and it was really good. I did do some streaming of it. At the moment, it's really good with actually the community of random players that I've been playing with. It's been some really good teams actually, sort of coming together of random people, or you know, just two people jumping in with a team of four, having a voice chat on, and talking. You do get some weirdos and you do get some foreigns that you can't understand.
Foreigns.
Speaking of foreign languages, but you communicate with.
He was talking about the Scottish people, I think.
They're bloody Scottish.
You can't understand them.
Just playing, and you know, if there is a language barrier, just using the in-game sort of notification of where you're pinging. Seeing players pinging. There is a context wheel for the pinging as well. Sorry, the missus just come in for a top of her beer. There you go.
Were you drinking your wife's beer?
No, she's drinking my beer. She said she'll have half glass, but that's the second half glass.
Hi, Mrs. Dave. I know your wife's name. But I'm going to
say it then. Right, love you.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
I've been playing that. I've been really enjoying. I've been streaming a little bit. On my Call of Duty escapades, the last day or two, was it yesterday, day before, Wednesday, I think it was. Yeah, and it's breathed a new life into Call of Duty. The season update. They've brought a few new maps. New maps. New. Normal multiplayer. And Warzone. There's a new map. I can't remember what it's called. But there's
DMZ. Got a new map.
I haven't played the DMZ yet. DMZ.
DMZ.
That's one. That's one thing I haven't actually done yet, so I can't comment on that. But there has been a lot of updates for it. I know that I've read the notes on that. But there's a couple of new maps for the multiplayer, which are they're good. I think they're good.
Any revisited classics, or is it all new stuff?
Not that I've played, not in my rotation. I did play a couple of hours last night, just on the multiplayer, and it was mainly around the new maps, which is like there's one that is like a research center, and there's another one as well. I can't really remember exactly what it was, but it seemed fine. It seemed quite balanced, you know, either in domination or sort of team deathmatch, you know, just sort of navigates around the map as it does. In the Warzone, it's quite an interesting map with a bit of verticality.
Is it completely new then? It's not part
it's,
of the original.
No, it's completely new. It's a smallest island specifically for the resurgence, or what I think is it's a good size for the resurgence play style. There's a big sort of underwater area that splits off, and you can sort of navigate to different parts of the island. And then there's a big tall structure in the middle, and then there's various different bits around the island, and it's depending on where the airplane goes and where you drop and the missions that you want to get, you get like big pockets of where people sort of drop or not. It's really good. I did have a really weird game. I'm not sure if it was on the stream or not when I was playing, where the actual zone ended up in the middle of the water. Like in one corner, I think it's with
that must be a bug.
Well, it's like with PUBG early on some of the maps, you get some really weird placements of the final the final zone, and yeah, we're funneled into like just a area of the sea in the corner.
But whoever can swim there the first is going to win.
Well, it was like, it was basically pop up. Like, if you knew kind of where somebody was, you took a few shots and then jumped down.
Can you shoot while you're in the water?
You can shoot while you're in the water. But what I didn't realize, and I lost by, you know, by one place. I was down. There was me and one other player vying for the winner of the war zone.
Chicken dinner.
The chicken dinner is you can punch underwater. I didn't know that. I didn't know you can melee underwater. So like, we were, I think he didn't realize either. And we were like vying for popping up, shooting down, trying to hit the other person, getting down, trying to avoid the shots. And then he just swam up to me and punched me. I was like, oh, fucking died, bastard. But that was actually quite a fun. That was a fun one.
Must have been well weak. I can't imagine how hard. Like, it's not. Oh, you can't really punch underwater, can you?
No.
You tried punching underwater.
Well, I don't think.
Like little...
I don't think the underwater physics of punching was. Is not actually
recreated.
No. I think just the melee of like you get hit.
It smacks you with the butt of a rifle. That might be.
Yeah, then painful. You're dead. But no, it's the actual game, like if you have it, well, actually everybody has it because
this is a freebie, isn't it?
It's a freebie. It's pick it up because it's actually a fucking good laugh. If you get into like some randos that talk, just engage. Like I think you said, Neil, like as I was doing it, it's like the old Xbox games, early days
before Party Chat came out, and you had to listen to other people.
Well, no, it was Party Chat only. You can restrict it to however you want.
No, but I mean, like when Party Chat came along on Xbox, it was like you literally only talk to your friends. It's like being on a Discord, isn't it, with your mates? You like don't really hear anyone else talk.
Well, no,
play games anymore like you used to when it first came out. It was just like, yeah, you'd be playing a game. You probably like I know a load of people on my Xbox friend list of people I've never met, just literally made friends on Xbox. Friends, inverted on Xbox Live, and just like played games with them regularly, but it was always in-game chat, open chat.
Yeah, that's it. And I've had multiple nights of just having like 5, 6, 7, 8 games, just with the group of people that I was like, oh yeah, okay, I'll rematch. See,
it would have been fine, wasn't it? But there's those fucking dickheads who used to spam the fucking chat with their shit music that they would be playing and stuff like that, that basically forced everyone to ask for Party Chat because oh, like you're just talking to everyone in your fucking house and we're playing a game, you can fuck off.
I've had that once or twice, and I just rematched with other team members, and I got into a decent ish party. So there's some people that don't talk, you know, that's fair enough.
That's me, and
that's fine. There's other ways of communicating with them. Obviously, you don't do as well with people that communicate extremely well with where people are, both within chat and like in game pinging. So that's one thing I do want to ask. I will, if people are playing Warzone, the single best thing, I suppose any game really, that involves shooting and pointing out where people are, remap your shoot button, normally the left click, to ping. So shoot and ping.
As well as ping, yeah. As well as shoot.
Yeah. So not only are you shooting people, but you're also telling other people in your party where you're shooting. Because why wouldn't you want to do that? If you're shooting at something,
if you were any good, you'd have shot them or you'd have killed them.
But sometimes the time to kill, especially if you're in a long ass game of Warzone, people are all
level three armor.
All level three armor, yeah, all armored up. I've redid that last night, and the quality of information that I was actually providing to my teammates, I think, yeah, I'm pinging the screen and them, not only in game, because sometimes you can't actually relay that information across through words where you're shooting at.
Well, you normally say something like, "They're over here,
over here, on a building, second window to the right." You've just pinged it on the screen because you remapped both your pinging and your shooting to your left mouse button. So yeah, that's the number one tip from Dave.
Can you do that on controller as well?
Why not?
I'd assume so.
Just go into your mapping and just bind it to both.
Just make sure we're still shooting as well.
Just make sure he's still shooting. Yeah.
Ping, 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 ping. Oh, I can't kill anyone. I'm just pinging him all the time. Yeah. Let's go and punch them all.
We had a similar thing in PUBG, didn't we? We all mapped. There was a quick marker quick direction marker that would appear on everybody's compass up on the top of the screen. And we mapped it to ADS. So as soon as you aim down the sights of your gun, that would ping everyone the direction you were looking at.
Yeah.
So not quite as accurate, but very helpful.
Yeah. Very helpful. With PUBG is that you ADS, not PUBG, with Warzone, you ADS a lot more. So I decided to remap it to my actual fire. So when I saw and was engaging with an enemy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Because to be honest, if you're not ADSing in Warzone, you're not going to win. Like, just trying to hit fire anything.
Right.
You're engaging too closely and you're panicked. You're not expecting the engagement, so you're not going to win out. Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
All right. That's... Well, I'm going to guess, you got anything else?
No, that's it. That's it from me today. I haven't really been playing much else. Next week, I hope to be playing a few different games, but not this week.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll tell you, that's perfect timing, Dave. I can't remember what I told you. I got to wrap it up. So that's the perfect time for us to call that a show. Thank you very much for joining us. Dave, do you want to do our takeaway?
I'll do the takeaway. I'd say thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on a Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. We have YouTube and Twitch channels, which we upload and stream to when we can. Neil, do you want to do a shout out to chat? I don't know if we've got any chat today.
MintSafe, Quaxel, and John from Joysticks and Chill. We're in the chatting. I don't know if anyone's lurking. I haven't looked. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay, gents. Well, thank you very much as usual. And thanks everybody for listening. Until next week, we shall catch you later.
Been a pleasure, guys. Bye.